In the midst of their own conflict, Baghdad children on the streets to support those suffering elsewhere. Dozens of mostly deaf and mute youngsters carry banners protesting for an end to violence in Gaza. It's a tentative sign that things are changing ever so slowly in Iraq. A generation defined and consumed by war can now lift their eyes from their own troubles to empathise with the plight of others. Khalid Walid is among the new children of Iraq. Here he sits his school examinations. Around him, his country is facing its own test of forging a peaceful democracy. Khalid is 17, his teenage years lost to war and fear. He clings to his thoughts of a time before bombs and guns and tanks. I remember the most beautiful things before the war, he says. Our family was together and celebrating, and you were just feeling that you have people that care about you and love you. Now Khalid's family is scattered throughout Iraq. Some of them are abroad. So much of his freedom gone too. The freedom to go out with friends or play sport. Where other teenagers might fill their time with music and movies, Khalid is scarred by conflict. He is writing a children's story about a boy who dies in a bombing and his mother's agony. Khalid's mother carries her own fears for her son. I worry from when he leaves home to when he returns. There is too much worry about things like explosions, she says. I keep thinking about him all the time when he is out of home. Khalid holds no ill feeling toward the United States. US soldiers, he says, have just done their duty. But he tells me he is glad to see incoming President Barack Obama.
He'll be better than the one before him.
This has been home to the Walid family for generations. Khalid's father was born here 51 years ago. They've lived through Saddam, they've lived through war. Now they're praying for the chance to live in peace. Khalid and his friends are slowly putting the war behind them. In the safety of their school playground, they laugh and have fun like children everywhere. When he finishes school, Khalid plans on being an electrical engineer, a chance to give something back to a country ravaged by war that has taken so much from one so young. Stan Grant, CNN, Baghdad.